He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. For the 1,217th time, I gained two more digits since last year. This is School Talk, and welcome to the greatest radio show at Ben Davis High School. I can say that, but I saw it in writing somewhere, so I can read a little bit, just a little bit. Butchered the name, but I might. Right. School Talk 1 is here again. We got some special social media contacts my producer going to give out later, so don't do nothing without my producer. Good morning, Mr. Producer.
Hello.
I got Big Rob as my producer today. I have dual producers. I got Big Rob and I got Big Nelly. So, you know, and I love having dual producers because students go on to do great things on this big show, and they go off and do great things. So I got two awesome producers this morning. So good morning, Big Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Game plan? So good right now. I woke up late.
Wait. But you woke up?
Yeah, I woke up.
Then in the story.
Woke up, got to school on time.
In the story. Now, it's my bigger question. Before I get to my guests and the things my kids do, what any plans for the weekend?
Oh, yes. So my grandpa, we are having a company picnic.
Uh-huh.
With a lot of family.
Oh man, that's awesome.
And we're going to Kentucky Kingdom.
Man, now I'm old, so but you know how important that is. That is huge. Good job. Push your magic button for yourself, man. Man, it is really, really great, man. Family needs to stick together because we only got today. You don't have tomorrow's not promised. So enjoy today. But I'm glad you got something planned for tomorrow. So enjoy it and don't mess it up. So Big Rob, you got things to do. I got things to do. What's happening? Thing we call the.
Well, Wayne Township Public Safety Day celebration is at Sam's Club parking lot, 5805 Rockville Road, August 26th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm. And then we got football. Ben Davis at Cincinnati Moeller, Friday, August 18th, 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, that is tonight.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
My guess? I can rhyme.
Then socials are at WBDG Indy, except TikTok.
Okay.
Our TikTok one is our at Giant 90.9. Like the request TikTok. Line is 317-244-9234. And School Talk is, you know, right now 7:30 on Fridays. And then replays Sunday at 2 p.m.
Whoop.
All of our podcasts are on Audioboom.
Hey, we call that thing. Students are always involved in something inside and outside the school, and the school has always got the lights on 24/7. They really do. I mean, even when no one's here, the lights on for security. I just had to throw that in. But I got a guest this morning, so before I get to my guest, I want to talk about my guest before I get to my guest, because my guest is not a stranger to Wayne Township, not a stranger to Giant 90.9, not a stranger to Ben Davis High School, and hopefully not a stranger to the folks listening to my shoot. He's been on the show before. I mean, he did the show with a former student, my man Ryan Lookout Ball State. Here come your New York City Ryan Smith, the voice. He did a show almost about a year ago on a show called Shock Toe. Brother Ryan Smith, the awesome interview. And I know Ryan's going to do great things there at Ball State, and he got the voice, so I'm going to have to look him up. I know he's probably running their program at Ball State University. I know Ryan's already in charge of the radio program. He's getting ready for this and ready for that, and pretty soon I know he's going to be in New York City. He's going to be an awesome personality on the airwaves. Ryan Smith, I'm going to say it again. I said it before. Ryan Smith, who was in Giant 90.9, WBDG. Where'd he go? Where'd he go to school? He went to Ben Davis. Was it Ben Davis, Rob?
No, he was.
Was it Tri-Rest?
Avon.
Yeah, Mr. Easton, listen to him. He'll get it right. But anyway, he's going to be an awesome personality, and my guest knows something about Ryan because he met Ryan last year. So good morning to my guest from Wayne Township, Wayne Township trustee, Mr. Chad Barden. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Remember Ryan?
Great to be here. Absolutely.
Last year?
I was on his award-winning show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, push the magic button for correcting the speaker, y'all. Hey, my Robin get 10. Make you push it. Yeah. I listened to it. I listened to it back then. I listened to it again this morning. I love Ryan's voice, and he's going to do great things out there in the communication world and the world of radio. So, and you're a busy man, Mr. Township Trustee. You get any sleep?
Not a lot. I'm busy.
I mean,
they're keeping me hopping.
So let me dip into your Kool-Aid. On this show, we really get really personal with people. And so my guest, he's a businessman. He's a politician from Indiana. Politician is a good word, y'all. And he currently serves as the Wayne Township trustee. And I know something about that position also. Previously, he was a Democrat member of the Indiana House of Representatives, representing 25th District from 1998 to 2012. In his free time, he doesn't get any sleep, y'all. He's always busy with his family. You know, he's already doing, working with organizations and volunteering out in an organization like reconnecting our waterways and Little Eagle Creek and the International Marketplace Coalition, and the list goes on. But there's more to the story. So welcome. Push the magic button for my guest, Wayne Township Trustee, Mr. Chad Barden. You could go all the way, Jeff, all the way to the White House.
No. That's a wonderful introduction.
I mean,
you're
a wonderful man. You've been in Wayne Township a long time, man. Where'd you go to high school?
Went to Ritter.
You went to Ritter? Cardinal Ritter?
Yep.
Yeah, and college?
Purdue?
Ah, all right. Yeah. Hold that against you. I'm just kidding.
No. We're a divided family.
Yeah?
I've got a daughter at IU. My wife went to Ball State and Indiana State.
All right.
And our youngest is heading to Ohio this afternoon.
Okay.
We're going to Kenyon College.
Hey, I like it. My first born, her name is Kenya. I got three daughters. They went to IU. I didn't finish college. So I'm proud of you, man. Kids?
Two kids? Two daughters.
Yeah.
Oldest is going to be a senior at IU.
All right.
Youngest will be the freshman.
Two daughters. I have four. Raising girls is fun, ain't it? That's another show. Talk about men raising girls and us following instructions of our wives.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, we men, but we run things. We're in charge of our house. We're the man of our house. Sometimes we're not always the boss, though. And that's a whole new show. Three generations of your family lived and worked in Wayne Township, man. Your family's been busy. You've been busy.
Yeah.
You were the former owner of Subway restaurants.
Yes.
What happened with that? I say former because
got elected in November to a 4-year term as a township trustee, and that's a full time responsibility and then some.
Yeah.
So the idea of running businesses while doing this job that wouldn't have been fair to the taxpayers.
Yeah. Two businesses, was it?
We had three. What?
Three? Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a handful.
I knew about the two, but I didn't know about the third one. Dang. Mm-hmm. I know. I used to.
All here on the northwest side.
Wow. So. Dang. You missed that part of the business?
Some parts. I missed the food. I missed the cookies.
Oh, yeah. Cookies. Macadamia nuts.
Yeah.
I always got a free one, but somehow, either through my meal or whatever, I always qualified for a free cookie. That was pretty cool.
Made those days. We had free cookie days.
Yeah. I think I never missed a free cookie day, especially the one you had there on the Mondial World West side. So it was pretty good. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. Now, as Wayne, I know something about being in the Wayne Town Trustee office. I remember way back when I was a kid, we had issues in our family. Sometimes we didn't have enough money for utilities or for food or for something. I remember we went to Vigo County. Trustee's office, it was on Wabash Street. I was a kid. I was younger than Rob. And we went there for help. But that part of your job has not changed. You are here to help the people. So tell my audience what your position does as it pertains to helping the residents of Wayne Township.
Yeah, that's a responsibility that started when they formed the state of Indiana. We've had township trustees from the beginning, and their ultimate primary responsibility is to take care of folks who are having hard times.
Okay.
That comes down to making sure folks have something to eat, have in the modern times utilities. That wasn't a concern back in 1816.
Yeah, yeah, that's true too. Of course, kerosene lamp. You know, you didn't. Yeah.
Well, you kept people warm. Yeah. I guess back in the early 1800s. Mm-hmm. But now, it carries through. We work on housing, and in the end, we help folks with burial.
Wow, part I didn't know.
Yeah. We have the cemetery there at Mount Jackson Cemetery that we're responsible for.
Okay.
That sits next to where Central State used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an old story about that. But that's another show, too. Man, see, I go back. I remember Central State Hospital. That's how old I am.
Me too.
Robin will know what I'm talking about when I say Central State Hospital. You say, what, is that next to Raleigh? No, not next to Raleigh. But, yeah, that's a long time ago, boy. Woo. But the office concept. And the office has been around for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you volunteer a lot. Well, when you're not in the office, not at home, and out with your kids, you volunteer a lot. But your organization is kind of built on volunteerism.
Yeah, I mean, when you get down to it, the real role of a township trustee is to try and bring folks together and bring resources together to help people. So when we talk about volunteering, it's everything from picking up trash and planting trees to I spend time every week in elementary schools here in Wayne Township doing the host program.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's, you know, it's the whole gamut. We try and help with everything.
I think Dr. Butch said the host program, I think this year it was 20 years this year, I believe. I might be wrong, but I know the fact checkers are out there, Mr. Easter. I think he said this is the 20th year for mentors.
It's good to be back because, you know, with COVID and everything, it was down for a little while. And so to have that experience of being able to volunteer in the classroom is pretty cool.
I mean, I'm going to go through a list of some activities that are coming up that I went through. I'm going through a calendar, man. You got a calendar, too. I mean, I thought you guys just did this, but you got a calendar of places that you go out and you get involved with and talk with. You're also in charge of the Wayne Township Fire Department to some degree?
Mm-hmm. My primary function is to hire the chief, and then he's in charge of the fire department.
So you hired a person, chief. Yeah.
I should say hire the chief, and they are responsible, because we've had assistant chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
We've had our first woman assistant chief.
Okay.
So we're diversifying things. So
yeah.
That's been a goal.
I know a little bit about that. I used to be on the Wayne Township Fire Department Merit Board way back in the day when I had an afro. And now I'm bald. I think they had fire trucks back then. Let me see. No, they had engines. Was it? No, they weren't pushing them.
They weren't pulling them with a horse.
Yeah, wasn't a horse. No. But yeah, I had the opportunity to serve on the Wayne Township Fire Department Merit Board. That was really, 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 really cool. Has changed as far as our fire department. From what you see, way back then we were talking about they didn't want to merge with Indianapolis, Indiana. But I know the partnership's better now.
Oh, we definitely work together.
Yeah.
We're not merging right now.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation, a whole nother show.
Right, right.
There's a seamlessness, and it's not just between IFD and Wayne Township. We also work with Pike, Decatur.
Okay.
The Indianapolis Fire, the International Airport Fire Department, and then we also cross boundaries into Hendricks County.
That makes sense.
Seamlessly. So when you call 911, you get the truck that's closest.
Well, that makes sense, mm-hmm. because when you're having a crisis, you ain't got time, and you don't need to be worrying about should I call this jurisdiction or call that jurisdiction. You got 911.
Right.
And then you are hoping and praying that they pick up the 911 call, and you don't care where they're sitting at, what call center, you don't care what vehicle shows up, as long as it's red, white, lights flying, whatever, have some red on it, some white on it, some lights, some sirens, and for your medical or your emergency, you know, or your fire emergency, because it's so important, because those moments last. The moments are so important. What's the most enjoyable part about being Wayne Township trustee? If there's one.
We have grown our ability to help people,
mm-hmm.
and help people's a bigger word. And you touched on it in terms of working to build community, working to bring churches together with our services. We've got some partners now within the church community.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I was going to talk, about that too.
That's
I saw a church that I recognized. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's in the overall goal of why we build a calendar and why we try and collect information and share it with everyone. Mm-hmm. It is just, it's a community building effort of how we bring resources together.
We're going to dig deep into that calendar. But Rob hit on something on the top of the show about the Wayne Township Public Safety Day celebration. This is the word is annual?
Yes. Yeah, it's been going on. I can't even tell you how many years. It's a big deal, and it is a celebration because Sam's Club offers up more than half of the parking lot.
Wait. It's the Sam's Club. They have hot dogs?
We have hot dogs.
Now, do hot dogs come from Sam's Clubs?
I believe they do, sir.
If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, y'all got to find out what I'm talking about. I don't know the name of this hot dog. Yeah. I know this is hot dog that my wife gets from Sam's Club. This hot dog is about, I want to say, at least 7 or 8 inches long. And this is a great, great hot dog. Right? We like hot dogs.
Yeah, I do like hot dogs.
Man, these hot dogs are the fire. They're the bomb. I don't know what. So if it's on Sam's Club's parking lot, Sam's Club is involved. I know I got to work. Boy, I know I got to work. Oh, man, I want to go there and get me out.
And not only hot dog, we got roasted corn. We got free snow cones. We got the whole shebang.
Dang.
It's a production. It's all free food. The fire department's there, so there's going to be almost a constant display of fire safety activities. Okay. They're going to cut a car in half.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Might be a volunteer. Get some of that aggression out.
I heard free food.
Oh, you done?
I heard free food. I'm
so,
in.
So you had that free food.
Anyway, and the Wayne Township schools are going to be there.
Okay.
I mean, and WBDG is going to be there.
Okay.
I think that was also last year an award-winning live broadcast by your team.
Oh, sure. That's bingo. You're so absolutely correct. Dr. Butts hit on that at the show. You're right. And even Big Nelly talked about that.
Yeah.
That first part of the year. You so see, we learn stuff, and then stuff come back to the surface. You know, I don't know what crew is going to be there. I know I got to work Saturday. Until I quit again. I was just telling Rob I got to find somebody to quit my job so I won't get fired. Because I work 50 hours a week, but I'm ready to do some stuff on weekends, but and do things like Wayne Township Public Safety Day celebration. So a lot of be vendors there, be food there.
I think over 50 vendors. We've grown this every year, and it's bigger and better. We added the biggest change this year. We have Miller Pipeline has sponsored Gleaners.
Okay.
And Gleaners is bringing a semi of food, and we are doing a drive-through food giveaway in addition to the other activities.
Wow.
So we're going to feed, I believe, 250, 300 families during the course of this day.
Gleaners is a good organization. Miller Pipeline is a good organization, too. Yeah. A friend of mine, Mike Blade, used to be working. You might know a guy named Mike Blade.
I do.
Yeah, I thought so, because he was in a little political circle one time. We grew up together in Terre Haute, Indiana.
No kidding.
Yeah. Sure did.
You know, my wife is from Terre Haute. So
what?
Yeah. And actually, my dad's from Clinton. So
okay, that counts.
That counts.
Did she go to North Gershmar?
She went to South.
South?
Yeah.
Okay.
Went to South. My dad went to Schulte.
Schulte? Man. Yeah. Golden Eagles?
Golden Aces.
Golden Aces?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, Pops.
Nope, you're good.
Get that right. Yeah. Man. Because I went to, this is quite. I went to the very last year of Wiley High School. Mm-hmm. I was a knucklehead. Won a whole year, no credits. How you do that, Rob?
I don't.
I'm glad you don't. Then I went to Gershmar Tech, famed Howard Sharp basketball coach at Gershmar Tech. Then I went to, for a while there, I went to State Laboratory High School.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife went to the grade school.
Dang!
Yeah.
Dang!
And actually, my father-in-law went to Gershmeyer. Played ball there.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, he played for Howard Sharp then.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Sharp was the only coach they ever had. He was there. It was a legend. That is awesome. And then I went to I would have graduated in the first class of North Vigo.
Okay.
If I would have stayed in high school.
Okay.
But I was a knucklehead, and I didn't have the programs like Giant 90.9. And I'll say this, you know, teachers cared, but to me, personally, they just didn't care the way the teachers carry here at Ben Davis High School. And I think if I had that type of support back then, I don't know where I would have been. I know if they had a program like this, I know where I would have been. I'd be like Ryan, getting ready to head towards New York City. But the past is great. Education is great. And I remember we had hard times, and we contacted the Vigo County Trustee's Office for help. And they came through.
That's what we're here for.
And that is so often. It's great to hear that is still there. I knew the program was there. I know you're there. You're doing it. You're doing the job, you know. And on the calendar, but I talked about some of the things that you guys get involved in. Mm-hmm. And volunteering, you volunteer a lot. That's not your job. It's in your blood. Because even with, as a business owner, you volunteered a lot in the community, even as a business owner. So you've been so really it's in your blood. So it seemed like these tools and vehicles that you get, business owner, a politician, a trustee, it's just extension. And this is just me talking. It's not a question here. Extension of who Jeb is. That's so cool, man.
I appreciate you saying that.
Push the magic button for this man. Because the proof is in the pudding. No, y'all didn't ever serve no pudding. But the proof is in the pudding, what you do, because that's what you do.
Wait, there's pudding?
No.
Maybe
no
later. There might be pudding. It might be pudding. Public safety fair.
Yeah. Rob, all you heard was food, didn't you? My man.
My wife's listening. My wife is listening at home and corrected me.
Okay.
Grampy Frank went to Garfield and came in third in the state basketball championship.
Damn, Garfield. That purple Aces.
Are they?
She's going to correct me if it's wrong. Purple. They were purple. Well, I don't know what the Vikings. Garfield was something. You know, I mean, one day, I'm on top again, but one day I saw a Wiley Red Streak front license plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to run the guy down. Hey, sell it to me. Hell, sell it to me. Heck, sell it to me. Heck. It's the Aces that keep coming out. But it's Easter.
You want me to sell you something?
No, you can't. You have that. Do you have that license plate? Sell it to me.
I don't have a Wiley Red Streak. I have a car.
Now, I saw one. I did see a Gershmar license plate one at one time. But young folks saying, what's he talking about? What's Gershmar? What's the Wiley? What's the Garfield? Is that the cat? No, it's not the cat.
The days before school consolidation.
Yeah. It was cool. We walked to school. I mean, I never took the bus to school. We always walked to school. I mean, then my mom would give me lunch money, but I'd never get to school with my lunch money. Saps Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those? I know your wife does. Mm-hmm. She from Terrell, she knows Saps Donuts. And I wouldn't get to school. I would get to school a little bit late, but no lunch money, belly full from eating Sap Donuts. Ah, man, I'm getting hungry. Okay, picking up hungry and things that we do in the community. August the 19th, which is tomorrow, Near West Free Clinic presents the Healthy Eating. So you're involved helping organizations do what they do by passing the word.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many resources. We just need to connect the dots. Yeah. We've got food pantries that are available. We do food drive-through pantries at the trustee's office and the fire departments. We do a lot of other activities. We have car seat giveaways.
Yeah, that is so huge.
But those are all partnerships. In that case, it's Riley. Riley Hospital helps us with car seats.
Loving with kids.
Yeah.
It's August the 19th, West Indian Music and Art Festival, 12 to 9. You're helping us put that, sponsor that, and put the information on. WBDG did something. Were they going to be out there doing some music in high school? I don't know. We'll find out. I don't know. West Indy Winds Community Band Music Instrument Drive. That's August the 19th. Speedway Medwood Park. West Indy Winds Community Band Musical Instrument Drive. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I play sax and I play flute, but I can't play them because I got nerve damage in my left hand. Mm-hmm. But I taught myself how to play sax and play flute, and that's some beautiful instruments.
Yeah.
Is this Friendship Missionary Baptist Church Community Basketball Camp?
Yes.
That's my church. Tell me more about it. Can you tell me more about it?
I can give you just the what I got.
Is that what I think it is?
I picked that up at the Hallville Strong neighborhood meeting.
Okay.
Pastor Covington
was
there.
That's my pastor. Yeah.
So we were talking through, he was presenting it, you know, as come on out and enjoy this. I listened to the description of it. It just sounded a lot like a lot of fun. I asked him what position he said he played. He said guard.
Oh man!
So I think it'll be a great event.
Now this time I might be able to sneak through a little bit because it's in the evening on Sunday evening. And when you talk about partnership with communities and churches, that is one church that really is a partner to the community.
Absolutely. Partner to us in terms of the trustees' office. Yeah. They help us.
Yeah.
Because there are things that we, by law, aren't allowed to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where community groups, church partners come in and help us.
Man.
And friendship is definitely one of those partners.
Yeah. So I saw that on there. I said, oh, man, I know something about that church. Yeah, I know something about that church.
And then, and that's probably, if you really talk about challenges facing our township, is how big of an area it is and how diverse an area it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because it, you know, it goes all the way into town to Belmont and Riverside Park.
Right.
So you capture all of Speedway. You capture, the western part of IPS.
Wow.
So folks talk about Wayne Township. It's from Troy Avenue on the south to 38th Street on the north.
That's a good point.
So you can eat at the Working Man's Friend on Belmont and be in Wayne Township.
Robbie, hear that? Food.
Yeah.
Food.
You can get.
They got some burgers.
They got some serious burgers. You can get donuts at Long's Donuts and be in Wayne Township.
Yeah.
You can eat. If we're talking food, I guess I'm hungry also. You can eat on the north end of Terminal B at the airport and be in Wayne Township.
Wow.
Yeah. The line goes through the airport. It's kind of an odd thing.
When you think about it, if you just think about Wayne Township, sometimes you just centralize your area right around Ben Davis High School. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I said it that way, but if you think about Wayne Township, you got to think about Ben Davis High School when you mention Wayne Township.
Sure, absolutely.
Because we are Wayne. But then you think about what you just said, the broad responsibility of the Wayne Township trustee. Now that my whole eyes just opened up to the whole west side of Indianapolis, Indiana, going into downtown. Because Hallville, y'all, is just 10 shucks, a bicycle ride right from downtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, and you're not going to ride too far on the bicycle, but, you wear a mic if you're in real good shape, But is that, man, that is, wow, that's huge. Now, volunteering, the information that the things that y'all do, sometimes y'all do things that need volunteering. So who do they contact if they want to volunteer with anything that you guys got going on? How did they just call your office?
Call the office. You can get online and look through the calendar.
I did.
WayneTWP.org. We've got a community calendar. We've got a tab with all the food pantries. Connections to our community partners. You can check us out if you want to sign up. Every 2 weeks we put out an e-newsletter. We've got about 35,000 folks who are signed up for that.
Okay.
That gives you every 2 weeks kind of an update of what's happening in Wayne Township. And then we're awfully present on social media. We do pretty much everything.
Okay.
I don't know if we do TikTok, but I think we've got the rest of them covered.
Oh, we can put you on TikTok. We can catch you out this at the public safety celebration. We can make a TikTok now. I started making some crazy TikToks. They're pretty good. So they're pretty good. Well, folks out there in the listening audience, if you got needs, you need help, you're in Wayne Township, contact the Wayne Township trustee's office. If you live in a different township, contact that trustee of that township. That office is out there for help. And never be too high and mighty to ask for help.
No, we are. That's why we're there, and we're neighbors, and everybody hits hard times, and that's what we're
everybody.
There for. Yeah.
If you ain't going through something, you just came through something. If you just came through something, you're getting ready to go through something else. There's something else around the corner. You just don't see it. I always say if you ain't going through something, then you're in heaven because you ain't living. If you're living, you're going through something.
Yep.
It might be different than what I'm going through, but life is that way. You go and hard times hit. But it's awesome to have a friend, have somebody to call.
And, from a neighbor standpoint, it's so much easier to help folks when things are just beginning to get tough than to when, the bus goes off the cliff. We can help keep that bus from going off the cliff. And that's why we need folks to come get help. That's what we're there for.
Here come the bus. Here comes the bus. Wayne
shouldn't
Township. Say
that. I shouldn't go into buses
no,
in a school.
I do. Well, my whole program's on. My whole first program is there. Here comes the bus. Whee! But anyway, yeah. Jeb, we appreciate you taking the time to come out, talk to us, talk to our audience.
Appreciate you having us.
And we're looking forward to see you out there at the Public Safety Day celebration and out in the community. I know I'll see you out there. Folks in the audience, if you need help, hey, contact the Wayne Township Trustee's Office. They're there to help you. Thanks for coming in, Jeb.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
All
right, Rob, good job. Next week, I got anybody know who I got next week next? Nope.
I do not know.
Rob, 50 push-ups right now. Begin. But
I'll do it after the show. After,
okay. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, you're going to give them back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of your hangwood. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Young man, be a man. Be a man. Be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't sag it. Now, I don't know if you're sagging them now, but I'll sag it later. But I don't want to see nobody sagging their pants. So the views expressed on School Talk, that's the views of the Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. And my views of me and my guests. Until next week, I'll see you guys out there on School Talk.